We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of webmasterradio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. John, how is your Monday?
Monday's been actually awesome. It's been a good one. Lots of stuff going on, lots of stuff to talk about, lots of stuff happening, and lots of stuff just stuffing.
Good. Weekend? Weekend was good?
Weekend was good. Yep. You?
We actually had some sun and warmth. It was wicked, so I really enjoyed it, especially after Maui. It's been rather traumatic being back.
You had to bring that up again, didn't you? You just keep rubbing it in.
No, it's more of a rub into me at this point because I'm not there.
Good point. I can start using that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, great. Anyway, we were just talking about all the stuff that's going on these days with the latest algorithm changes and some of the, there's a lot of losers out there, a lot of people getting hit hard. And some of them are panicking. Some of them are talking about different things that may or may not be true. And, you know, frankly, it seems like a lot of our fellow SEOs, and I count myself as one, are still figuring out exactly what's going on right now, because there are a few sites I've had to deal with lately that just, they are getting hit and it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, they're losing rankings, but it makes no sense yet. How are things being at your end? Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, we're doing great. and I don't mean that just facetiously. I mean, I think I have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. What's going on? But my opinion, really, and is that, you know, they're calling it an over optimization update. They're calling it mistakes in Google's algorithms, negative SEO. There's just so many things being thrown around right now about what's causing all this turmoil in the rankings and the industry as a whole. And I think my personal opinion is that what's happening is that they're tightening up the algorithm. So we know there's tons of stuff that have been kind of on the edge for many years. We've known for years and years and years, you do not participate in link networks. But everybody was surprised when Google banned a bunch of blog networks. well, that was kind of gray hat-ish at the time, but really it wasn't. It was just a way we were getting away with something that was black hat, basically, that was link networks. We know we're not supposed to participate in link networks, but people were doing it anyway, and when they got busted, they're now complaining about it. You know, a lot of the things that are being talked about for the over-optimization update, some people are calling it a penalty, which is not even close to true. It's just an algorithmic shift. But a lot of those things are things that we know we're not supposed to be doing, but we're getting away with anyway, that pretty soon we're not going to be able to get away with them. And people are freaking out because, well, it used to work. Now it doesn't anymore because we're not supposed to be doing it. That's my opinion.
I don't think there's anything, you know, wrong with that. I mean, I think it's pretty much dead on. I think it's widely known that it's a shift in how they're doing it. I think what gets me is, usually Google is a bit, I guess they're getting a little more bold these days, but they usually do these things on a slower rate. You know, they roll them out slower. But in this case, I guess there was no avoiding it. You know, by hitting a lot of these, unfortunately, mom and pops who have been using old tactics unknowingly, by increasing, like you said, the contrast and a lot of gray hat stuff's going into black hat. Well, mm-hmm. a lot of these yep. smaller businesses are getting hit, and it's a real shame. They're losing rankings. But the thing is, I haven't just seen lost rankings. I've seen sites disappear. And that's just baffling to me. That shouldn't be happening, especially when they're – I've been doing audits. Because, you know, doing this so long, you would get them too if you were doing this on an ongoing basis as a consultant. We get calls all the time really simply begging for help, and it's heartbreaking because you know that no matter what you can do, it's not going to be overnight.
Mm-hmm. You say sites are disappearing, and I don't doubt that at all. You know, because if you look at the algorithm as it's been for years, there's positive factors and there's negative factors. And on the positive factor side, you have to work really hard to get those positive factors to move you up, and it's exponential the harder it is to get higher up in the rankings. On the negative side of the factors, one good negative penalty will knock you out of the index. It's a lot easier to be influenced by negative factors than it is to benefit from positive factors in this space. So as some of these older gray hat techniques are becoming darker and darker because the algorithm's changing and they're not gray anymore, they're actually going to become black hat, you're going to get those negative factors impacting you harder than the positive ones that you've been trying to build up. So I can see that happening very easily, that one negative factor that used to be gray hat may be strong enough to pull you out if you don't have enough positive factors backing it up.
Yeah. So one of the things that came up recently, and it was in Search Engine Land and blah, 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 blah. It's been on a lot of stuff. It's about the park domains issue. Why don't you explain that to the audience?
Honestly, I don't know enough about it to explain to them. I've heard about it. I've read about it. But apparently there was a mistake. Google had some kind of error. You probably know more if you want to talk about
it. Oh, sure. Actually. Yes. So what I understand is that park domains, for anyone listening, park domains are if you bought a domain and you haven't been using it, it's often parked on places like GoDaddy or wherever, whatever domain cheap or any of these particular sites you're on. What they'll volunteer to do is create a holding page for you. Or in some cases, and spammers have done this, they create really shallow pages with just ads on them. Well, what Google's been doing is they're trying to remove a lot of those from the ranking results. And a lot of people, you know, if you do searches, you'll go across them, and it's so annoying because they're really just the most vaporous sites out there. I'm not even sure why Panda hasn't been able to remove them. But anyway, they went after these. And what happened is some sites got incorrectly penalized because they had very, very little content on their page. And looked to Google like it could be a park domain, and it was incorrect. And Google has admitted to that, and they're changing the algorithm to reflect that. And sites that were hit will be feeling a bit of a relief, hopefully already. But I would expect by now they've felt the relief. I don't think it's taken that long for it for any kind of penalty to be removed. But it's been a big one. It hit a lot of sites apparently.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they made the algorithm change to impact park domains, because those have been kind of a pain in the butt for a while now. And that was a long time coming. I wish they would have been a bit smoother about it.
Florida-ish.
back in the day, the Florida update was quite intense because Google put some major changes like these all at once right before Christmas and impacted a lot of businesses over the holidays. Pretty much, I can't even fathom. I would love to know, although sad as it would be, I would love to know how many businesses literally went under due to that update. I know a lot of them must have. I mean, it's just a devastating time of year to lose business. And, you know, it's never a good time these days.
It's actually interesting that you mentioned that because one of the things I wanted to cover today was Matt Cutts just released a video on YouTube, as he does, but it's a little bit longer one than he normally does. It's a few minutes instead of like 30 seconds, but it's about how search engines work. And something interesting I took out of it is in the beginning of the video, he talks about how the old way Google used to crawl sites, then index, and then publish versus the new way. And that old way versus new way is directly because of the Florida update and the way that that update impacted so many. They completely shifted the way they index and crawl sites. And it's really interesting if you watch that video. I'll put a link on our Facebook page to it. But it's, if you look for how search engines work and Matt Cutts on YouTube, you should be able to find it.
Yeah, it's a bit baffling all the things that are happening right now. Like for one of the ones I'm dealing with right now, it totally makes no sense to me. And again, like you said, correlation does not equal causation. But in this case, it's a site who, for some reason, got a warning that their AdWords may be negatively or it was violating some sort of term. And we figured out maybe it's one use of one word. But anyways, they got two warnings within the space of 7 minutes. And then after that, the thing was removed. So it was like they didn't even get any warning to do anything about it. Of course,
you're saying they got a warning. Within 7 minutes, they got another warning. And then they were gone within like a 10-minute period. So no time to react whatsoever. They were just gone.
Yeah. So their AdWords account was frozen, and the thing that is the correlation issue here is they were also 100% removed from Google results in organic. That makes absolutely no sense. They've been de-indexed. You can't even find them. So
any warnings in Webmaster Tools or just in the AdWords?
Pardon me?
Did they get warnings in just AdWords or in Webmaster Tools as well?
I actually haven't seen their Webmaster Tools account yet because we're actually in the midst of getting this contract together so I can get to work on their client, on this client. But I was just so fascinated with it. I've already looked into it a little bit and just I'm baffled. I can't fathom how a site can get de-indexed with anything to do with AdWords. If anything, if it was even remotely true, it would give a really, 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 really bad image to Google because they're always saying there's no connection whatsoever.
Like I said, we were talking about this before the show, correlation does not equal causation is the big phrase everybody using. It's very true in this case. And since you haven't looked into it, there could be things you don't know. What happens if their site has been hacked and they have a hacked site warning inside of Google Webmaster Tools? If their site's been hacked and compromised, I could easily see Google pulling them out of AdWords and the organic at the same time until that hack is fixed. So there's potentially things that could cause that to happen that are not connected to the fact that one, you know, they did something bad in one and got pulled out of both. See what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just, I mean, not having just been around the block once, I looked at a lot of stuff so far. I mean, I haven't got access to everything, but I mean, he sent me the warnings he's gotten. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing anything yet. It's just an example of the kind of chaos I've been experiencing lately with clients. And I'm not used to it because, you know, I practice very safe methods of web marketing.
Yeah. And a lot of people that do practice this very safe, like you and myself and a lot of good people are feeling this right now. And I think we need to realize that we can't just jump on the Google's changing everything bandwagon and think that's the cause of our problems. Because again, there's so many people talking about it, so many things happening right now that it's easy just to default to, okay, that's got to be my issue, when it could be something much simpler, something much more basic that we need to make sure that we do our due diligence as SEOs across the board, not just you and I, but anybody who's doing this. If you have a client that's got problems, don't just assume it's all these things that are happening right now. Do your due diligence, double check everything. I can tell you right now, I had a site that I was working on, And they called me up. One of our sister companies said, "What's wrong with our site? We're having major problems." I did some digging, and the only pages in their entire site that were being indexed were their blog pages. None of their domain wasn't indexed. None of the other pages of the site were indexed at all. I'm like, okay, this is not good. So I checked the standard stuff. I checked to see, I did a site colon, and yep, only thing indexed was a blog. I checked to see if they were blocking the search engines from anyone. I looked for, you know, nofollow, no index in the header. I looked for robust.txt. They didn't seem to be blocking anything. So, you know, they weren't indexed. They weren't blocking anything. They weren't showing up for results. So the only thing I could really start thinking about is, okay, well, maybe they're penalized for something. I started doing a little bit of research to see if they're doing anything wrong. Some of these issues might have hit this site. And I'm like, I just don't see anything. And it just really started bugging me that all these changes are happening. What could have happened to this site? Then I had one of the people on my team look as well, and he found something I didn't. They actually did block the searches, but they had put the no follow, no index in the footer of their site instead of in the header where it belongs. And I didn't think to look there. And the team found it. Thank goodness I have good people on my team. But I was immediately jumping to what's going on in Google. All these things are happening, but it was something simple and basic that had caused the problems. You gotta do the due diligence. You gotta do the basic stuff. It doesn't necessarily mean that if there's a problem, it's because of all this stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of this negative SEO that's come up. It's quite a brouhaha, and it'll be an interesting chat.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
How far do your ads reach? You don't have to fly around the world for the right consumers and clients to find your business. What you need is profit through performance. Location 3 Media helps you to increase your brand's findability and performance. Let Location 3 Media help you create efficient and effective online marketing campaigns that fit your needs and get you results. We know every click starts a journey. Where will your brand be on the path? Visit Location3Media.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm, keeping you out of rush hour traffic.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we were discussing a lot of the changes that are happening right now in Google's algorithms, and they've caused a little bit of headache here and there for a lot of companies and businesses that I would think wouldn't have been affected because they're practicing good, fairly smart SEO. But it is happening, and not always for the reason that you would might think. And that's one good point that John had just made, that you have to dot your I's and cross your T's, make sure there's nothing you're missing. It may not be anything to do with this latest algorithm update. Now, that said, one of the things that have come up over the last while, and oh, man, is it ever nasty, is that negative SEO is appears to now be working. Now, I didn't get a chance to see Rand Fishkin's rebuttal of that. He seems to think it didn't work. Looks pretty clear. It did, but I, you know, Ron's a smart guy. I'd like to see what he said. Do you want to fill him in on what happened?
Well, Dan Thies, is it Dan Thies? I can't remember.
Dan Thies. Yeah.
Dan Thies. He said, first of all, let's step back. There was a thread on, what was the site that was on?
He started off with a tweet, remember?
Yeah, at first he started off with a tweet, but then he started getting hammered by people. Basically,
they didn't like his tweet.
he basically called everybody whining babies because they were complaining about all these changes. And that's not exactly what he said by any means, but that's the closest I can come to remembering exactly what it was. And I don't completely disagree with him. But then Traffic Planet, that was it. Traffic Planet started a thread. Somebody at Traffic Planet, they weren't involved in it. One of their members did this, and they basically decided they were going to see if they can do negative SEO on Dan Thies' site. And they picked another site called negativeseo.me. And basically, they did whatever they could do to bring down his rankings from a negative SEO standpoint.
Just to prove that it was possible, because he didn't think it was.
Exactly. He didn't think it was. So they took some major, his name, SEO is a term. He was ranking number 11 for that. SEO service, SEO book, which he was number 3 for. And basically, they started doing a bunch of negative SEO. Mostly, from what I read, was just really malicious link building towards his site. Was there anything else that you saw that they were doing besides that? Was it just the link building?
It was link building, and also they same idea. They submitted them through ALN, I believe, the Authority Link Network.
Right.
You know, one of these blog networks that is established has already been nailed by Google. They just did everything they could that would really destroy them.
Yeah, and the thread, it's a forum thread, and I think the thread is 16, 17 pages long now, and it went through a bunch of iterations. It worked for a little bit, then he got all his rankings back, and now he's down a little bit again. But Dan claims that he's down now because he did a site redesign and put a new theme on the site, which definitely will hit your rankings. So it's hard to tell whether it works. I don't think anything's conclusive from this test, but it's a very, very interesting read if you get a chance to do it. TrafficPlanet.com/topic/2369-case-study-negative-SEO-results. And somebody will post that somewhere, I'm sure, so you don't have to like rewind your MP3
file. We can just post it on Facebook, too.
Yeah, we can post it for you.
So it'll be on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/SEO101podcast.
Very, very interesting read. Again, I don't disagree with anybody in the thread. I think they all have some valid points, but nobody's proven anything conclusively to me in that thread that negative SEO works. Though, there are techniques I know that would be considered negative that can impact a site. So I'm not going to say that negative SEO doesn't exist. The way they're trying to do it in that thread may or may not work.
And people are saying that, I read through a lot of it just out of pure fascination. They're saying that, you know, we've got a code we live by, that no one does this sort of thing. But now that it's really affecting people and people are doing it to us, why are we going to do it to them? It's like full on chaos.
I just posted the link on our Facebook page.
Yeah. And what gets me is that, you know, they were using some tools. One of them's called XRummer. Tool I fortunately have no experience with, but I was fascinated to read more about, which is a blog comment spamming tool that gets past all the CAPTCHAs, all those things where you have to put in the words to be able to press submit. Well, it can get past all those, all these different things, so that you can multiple submit comments and essentially comment spam. And they did 1,000 links of those in very short order for Dan's site. And it's on and on and on. And I don't know. I mean, Dan is not a quiet guy. I know of other people like that have been heard over the years too for being, you know, vocal.
I can say lightly. That when I first got into this business, I spent my time on a forum called the I Help You forums a lot, and that's where I really learned my chops when I first got in the industry. And Dan was, you know, one of the senior people there, and I respect him and his ability quite a bit. So, and the way he handles himself in that thread is just, you know, nothing but professional. I have a lot of respect for the guy even after that. But we'll see long term if this quote unquote case study really has an impact, and they could prove anything that's happening to his side or that other side is because of their efforts. Mm-hmm. Rand was in the thread as well. He even offered up his sites in a way. But apparently there's people already doing a lot of tests on his sites.
Well, I think it's pretty funny. There's no way in hell that would affect his sites. I mean, come on. Yeah. First of all, he's publicly saying it. Second of all, so Google and all those guys will see it because they do follow him. I'm sure they do. Yep. And, I mean, they're too huge. Anyways.
I guarantee Google's read that thread. So yeah. They know what people are trying, and that thread is probably helping them refine what they're doing.
Which is good. That's fantastic. Now, another one that came up was with Sear Interactive, a company that lost its entire rankings online. And it didn't appear to be due to negative SEO, but he thought that perhaps it was to do with the domain issue. Really, they didn't really know. But the one thing that I thought was I understand why he said it. But what he did is he said that, you know, this is why I have so many good friends in SEO. I'm so glad I did. I do. And it was a real help to have all these people that be on my side. I'm sure that helped me get back in the rankings again. Like,
yeah,
not the way I would have approached it. But the problem, of course, is a lot of people are smaller businesses. And he even noted that, you know, he felt bad for them who wouldn't have this kind of these kind of connections. The fact is, I would like to think that it's possible, if Google did notice what was going on, because it was being touted by a lot of people in our industry, what had happened to his site, because it literally was vanished from rankings, and it was quite a noise, that they would have changed the algorithm a bit to make up for that versus just manually fixing it. I have a lot of respect for Google, and that's, I'm sure, is a given.
Yeah,
So I wouldn't be too worried about it, people who are thinking that it's just favoritism. I really don't believe that's the case. There's got to be people out there that have to set the tone and really make the noise, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what we talked about kind of towards the beginning of the show, that a lot of techniques that used to be fine, a lot of things that you would do for your sites to get better rankings were fine at one point, or even just a little bit gray. Some of those things may now not be as fine. It may not be gray. They might be much darker than that at this point. And if you still have a lot of that kind of stuff pointing to your site, it could impact you. You're going to have to maybe at some point look and see if you have those things and clean them up.
Yeah. Just saying. One of the things that I thought was kind of funny, it's been mentioned a few times actually in some of the feeds or threads I've been reading, is that Fiverr. So if people who don't know who that is, it's Five, like FIVER, and then another R.com, is a place where you can pay $5 to get just about any service. One thing I posted on my Facebook today was, I couldn't believe it. In my ads on Facebook, it said, need SEO, SEM, contact Fiverr. Okay, for $5, do not get SEO or SEM. If you do, you're in real trouble. the thing is here, I was reading some of them out of fascination, and these people who are pitching Fiverr gigs for $5 are saying they'll give you 1,000 links here and 1,000 links there. They are going to sink companies if they do that.
Yeah.
It's turned out the way that way. It seems like that's one of the glitches in this algorithm update, because Google is so sensitive right now, because they changed the contrast in their sensitivity of their algorithm. It is, it's easy, and that's where I think negative SEO has a certain amount of purchase right now. It's easy to push someone out by mistake, even by getting one of these really cheap, low quality services.
So here's a question for you, Ross. If you're a small business and you buy one of these services, you're like, okay, I don't have a lot of money. I need to do everything I can to help drive traffic to my site. I hear that links are going to make me rank better. Here's a guy willing to give me 1,000 of them for $5. I can afford that. I'm going to do it. And you do it, and you get banned, and you lose, you know, all the revenue you were generating, and you go out of business, and you decide to sue this guy. Whose fault is it? Is it the fault of the guy offering the service, or is it the fault of the small business who didn't really understand what he's getting into? And whose responsibility is it to make sure that that guy is protected? His or the industry to make sure people like these $5, $1,000 link or 1,000 links for $5 guys get busted?
Well, I don't think we'll ever be able to bust them. I think it's really about small businesses doing the reading. If they're going to do it yourself, and this is what they're doing, then they need to read. They need to be up to date. There's a lot of fantastic writers out there. You know, follow Search Engine Land, follow Search Engine Roundtable, go to WebPro News, go to all these different places and read. They've got the stuff there to keep you in the know.
So you're saying it's the small business's responsibility. So it's that guy's fault. He's out of business because he bought those 1,000 links for $5.
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, it'd be like the real world where in the reality, like, you know, physical world, where if you went and bought a car from someone and it turned out to be stolen or was crap, you could go back to them and sue them or something. The fact is, the internet doesn't work that way. There may be instances where you can get away with it. Maybe you can find someone in the States that actually did this for you. But I'm sorry for the stereotype, but most of the time they're offshore.
Yep. Hey, but I'm still tossing this question. I'm not really sure which way I lean on this. Yeah, I understand your point, but I'm not sure I agree with it yet. You know, I can't imagine a small business owner who has so many hundreds of things to do to have the time to sit down and understand our industry the way we understand it. There's no way that small business owner who runs a small restaurant is going to have time to read and really realize, okay, this is the reading that he did is probably what got him into trouble in the first place to buy those 1,000 links for $5. So
with all due respect to them, the fact is you don't write your own contract. You go to a lawyer. You know, you have to go to the people who know what they're doing. This is why we live and breathe this, because we are up to date. We won't buy them the $5, 1,000 links. You know, they have to go someone they can trust. And that's another thing altogether, you know, finding the right one they can. But I mean, I'm not trying to make this into a pitch. The simple matter is though that you have to go to someone who's done the research and knows what they're doing.
So we got a question in chat if you want to take it. Neil's asking, for a decent but low traffic under 1,000 visitors per month website, is it worth to try SEO or just post content and hope for the best in light of the Google's update and the updates that keep happening?
What do you think?
So my personal slant on this, Neil, is that SEO is not something you do to a website. You know, you're approaching this as, should I do SEO to this website because it doesn't get much traffic? But SEO is not something you do to a website. It's part of the DNA of your website. If your website should, from the minute you think about building a website, you should be thinking about how is this optimized. So, you know, it's not something you say, oh, okay, I'm going to do this to this site and I'm not going to do it to this site. It's just part of building a good website is making sure it's optimized. When if you're talking about just the link building side of things, you know, good content will get you some links, though not nearly as fast as if you actually have a link building strategy and you work on promoting yourself to get those links. There's a difference between just going out and buying links or building links and buying people to build links for you. And I'm not saying that's the only way you would do it, but there's a difference between link building and promotion of your content. Promotion of your content is going to get you a much better long-term effect than just writing it and hoping for the best. And in this environment, maybe even better than, you know, unless you have a really good strategist trying to do link building through commenting or blogging, you know, whatever those techniques you might be trying. Just promotion is probably your best point at this for a site like that. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and I actually believe that at this point it's gotten to the stage where thinking in the terms of SEO is going to get you in trouble. I know that's mm-hmm. a generic thing to state, but really you got to think in terms of what is going to be best for your ideal customer. They want to find you, sure, but they're going to find you also through perhaps through forums, through community threads, in that case, also social networks and places mm-hmm. where you're truly interacting. You know, like one of the things I think is really important is a lot of people are focused on getting do follow links. So these links don't have the no follow tag. Well, if you do that, you're focusing on SEO versus just going to places where you're putting a link to some quality content that people are going to really benefit from. Don't worry whether or not it's followed or not followed.
And from that point, think about it this way too. You know, we know now that link profiles cannot be all anchor text, right? You know, just because they're looking at, you know, what a natural profile looks like. So if it's all anchor text, it's not natural. You got to have some of those domain links and some click here's and read more's in your profile to make it look natural. If you don't have any nofollow links in your profile, it's not natural. You have to have those, just like everything else. You got to have a mixture of both.
Yeah, it gets to the point. I think I wouldn't even bother burdening small businesses with that. Just be natural, be out there and write, be responsive, interact, and don't just think of SEO and all that stuff will happen naturally.
They used to say writing good content will naturally generate links, and there's been people that study that and do that and say, no, it doesn't. And they're not totally off. It does in some cases. But promoting your content will generate links. Not links.
That's why you have to interact. Yeah,
exactly. Promoting is much better.
Now, and you don't have to promote yourself. Just interact. Be the person there that answers questions and helps, and people will start to wonder, who is this? And they'll go to your page, and then things start getting socialized, and it builds. It's natural. Now, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we've got a question from one of our listeners about Fiverr.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
And now, spanning the globe to give you the most in-depth coverage of events that matter to you.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh!
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search, social, display, one platform.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Wow, this whole episode's been a lot about all the changes that are going on and some of the problems with rankings and how people should be responding or what may respond. It's been interesting. I usually don't sort of travel in these kind of conversations and really just expose my current ignorance, because frankly, when changes like this happen, we're all learning. That's why we practice SEO. I don't believe we are SEOs or experts. We are always practicing it, just like a doctor is always learning. Not that we're nearly as educated, but it's fascinating. It really is. That's really what keeps us in the business. It's a blast. We're always learning new things, and as much as these are a bit frustrating, these changes, they're always what keep me excited about what I do. Now that said, Mike DeWolf asks, with Fiverr, assuming one has sinned and their site was buried, so they actually did buy 1,000 links, say, and it hurt them, is there any idea how long it takes for them to get out of the doghouse? Well, that's going to really depend on just how long their site has been around. That's my opinion anyway. If they've got a really long and healthy rapport with Google, you know, they haven't sinned, per se, in a long time, if ever, well, they're going to have a much better turnaround. If they're brand new and they've just done this, there's not a lot for Google to go on. As far as they know, it's just another spammer. There's nothing saying that these people should be respected and should get a better chance or another chance again. Now, maybe I'm giving it too much credit, but I do believe that the history of the site will probably make a big impact on how fast it can come back. It can be a matter of weeks at the earliest, I would say, if they've done something like this in terms of organic rankings. I've seen them take as long as 3 to 6 months, though. It's devastating to hear, but it's true.
And not just the history, the overall strength of the site, too. If it's a pretty strong site to begin with and something happens and you fix that, it's going to come back faster than an overall weak site. So not just the history, but how strong the site is as a whole.
It's sad when that happens. Like I had to tell this person today that if he asked me, this particular client, you know, what happens? Is it going to be a couple weeks, a couple days? I'm like, if this is truly a penalty, like a outright banning, then it can be months. I haven't seen it less. Now, if it's not so much, maybe a few weeks. That said, I have never found anything, no hard and fast rule about any of this stuff, especially when they're not doing it maliciously.
I've seen it happen personally where a site that was ranking number one for celebrity psychic terms. I mean, literally, this was the company that was ranking number one for celebrity psychics 4 or 5 years ago. They went in without my knowledge, without a company's knowledge, bought run-of-site links on a newspaper somewhere. They were immediately pulled out of the index and were like, they called up. They said, what's going on? What happened? We asked, well, did you do anything weird? They told us about the links. We had them remove those links. They were back in the index within 48 hours. So, you know, I've seen, you know, it just depends on, it's so many variables. It really is.
Well, like that's 4 or 5 years ago, too, to be fair. I mean, I'm trying to talk about now. I mean, back then, I mean, hell, we go back to InfoSeek days if we want.
Sure, let's do that.
You fixed it in a few minutes.
We should do that show. We should do a show as if we were like doing an SEO 101 podcast back in like, you know, 2001.
Well, yeah, we could actually have people ask questions and say, what if I added this? Well, let's see. I'll add this now and refresh. Oh, there it is. You're number one.
Yeah. It would be great. People. I think we have our April Fool's show for next year.
I miss those days. That was so much fun. Anyway, yeah. If I could go back now, eh? Oh, dear. Well, you know what? We've got to cut the show short now. Well, not even short. We went nice and long. I think we got lots done. I hope a lot of people learned from this.
I do want to say that as far as this over-optimization penalty and everything goes, I put a link on our Facebook page of one of Rand's Whiteboard Friday posts about 6 changes you should make to prepare for the over-optimization filter. He calls it a penalty, and that pisses me off because it's not going to be a penalty, damn it. Anyway, it's actually a pretty good video, and I agree with a lot of what he says in there. I think I agree with everything that he says in there, except it's not over-optimization. These are gray hat spammy techniques that are now getting addressed by the engines. So these are things we've known for a long time. Everyone that he says is something we've known for a long time we shouldn't do, but we do it anyway. But I definitely say, listen, take a watch of that video. It's going to be really helpful if you do, and listen to what he has to say.
Definitely. Great. And also for everyone listening, when we find out more information, and I'm hoping that'll be easily by our next show, we'll be sharing it. So tune in and also post any questions you may have on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/SEO101podcast. You can also contact me directly, ross@stepforth.com. That's stepforth.com. And you can contact John through Twitter @JohnCarcut. And thanks for joining us today. You can join us every day at Monday. Every Monday at 2 p.m.
Every day if you want.
Still, thanks. I love it, but not that much time.
Just 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m.
Eastern on Mondays. And we hope you tune in for our next show, and talk to you soon. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.